Hello, San Antonio, and welcome to the best real estate podcast in South Texas. With it being a seller's market out there right now during these COVID times, I want to give you the 9 selling secrets before you list your home. I am Robert Otten, agent with RE/MAX North here in San Antonio, and I want to welcome you to our podcast called Bear With Me. If you haven't heard of us before, we talk about everything real estate related and current events going on in San Antonio. With that being said, let's get started. Before we jump into our topic of the day, I wanted to give you guys an update about San Antonio requirements issued by the mayor. As of the release of this podcast, the San Antonio mayor has issued that each store or business has to have a COVID plan, and most stores and places of business are pushing to wear face masks, so don't leave home without it. I know HEB and Walmart are currently requiring them, and you could be fined if you don't comply, so just be aware of that. So with all that out of the way, let's get to our topic of the day, the 9 selling secrets to get your home sold fast. Okay, the first selling secret that might not sound like a secret is pricing it right. I know a lot of you guys out there who are putting your home up for sale think that you should overprice it so that you can have room for negotiation. But in San Antonio right now, we are in a seller's market and homes are going very quickly. There usually are multiple offers on a home. So talk to your agent, see the comparables in the area, and then get into a bidding war because a lot of homes out there right now are going for more than what they're asking. So make sure that you price it right, because if you overprice it and it just sits there on the market, a lot of people will be turned off and a lot of agents will go on to the next home. So secret number one, price it right. Selling secret number two, half empty the closets. Look, storage is something every buyer is looking for and can never have enough of. Take half of the stuff out of your closets, then neatly organize what's left in there. Buyers will snoop, so be sure to keep all your closets and cabinets clean and tidy. The idea is that you want to show the size of the closets so that they can visualize themselves living in there. Closets are a big deal to most buyers, so make sure that you half empty all of your closets. Selling secret number three, light it up. Maximize the light that is in your home. After location, good lighting is the one thing that every buyer cites that they want in a home. So what you want to do is take down the drapes, kind of clean the windows, change the lampshades. You can even increase the wattage of your light bulbs, and then go outside and cut down the bushes to let in the sunshine. Lighting is super important, so do what you have to do to make your house bright and cheery. This will make it much more sellable. Selling secret number four, conceal your four-legged family members. You might think a cuddly dog would warm the hearts of potential buyers, but you'd be wrong. Not everybody is a dog or cat lover. Buyers don't want to walk in your home and see a bowl full of food or smell the kitty litter box or have tufts of pet hair stuck to their clothes. It will give buyers the impression that your house is not clean. So if you're planning on having a house appointment or an open house, send your four-legged family members to a pet hotel for the day or take them with you. Selling secret number five, don't over-upgrade. Quick fixes before selling always pays off. Mammoth makeovers, not so much. You probably won't get your money back if you do a huge home improvement project before you put your house in the market. Instead, do updates that will pay off and get you top dollar. Get a new fresh coat of paint on the walls, clean the curtains, or go buy some inexpensive new ones. Replace door handles, maybe cabinet hardware, make sure closet doors are on the track, fix leaky faucets, and make sure that you clean the grout. These are important things. Look, I always have tips that I'm putting on my social media platforms, so follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn for more home improvement tips. Selling secret number six, take the home out of your house. One of the most important things to do when selling your house is to depersonalize it. The more personal stuff you have in your house, the less potential buyers can imagine themselves living there. Get rid of a third of your stuff. Just put it in storage. This includes family photos, things you collect, and personal keepsakes. You can even consider hiring a home stager to maximize the full potential of your home. Basically, staging is simply means that they just kind of arrange your furniture to best showcase the floor plan and maximize the use of space. You can also hire them to bring in furniture if you think your furniture and decor is a little bit out of date. But make sure that you take the home out of your house. The next selling secret is super important. Selling secret number 7, the kitchen comes first. You're not actually selling your house, you know that. You're selling your kitchen. That's how important it is. The benefits of remodeling your kitchen are endless, and the best part of it is that you're probably going to get most of your money back. It may be a few thousand dollars to replace countertops, where a buyer may, say, knock off $10,000 off the asking price if your kitchen looks dated. So the fastest, most inexpensive kitchen updates, they include like painting and new cabinet hardware. Make sure that you use the neutral color paint so that you can present buyers with a blank canvas. You really want them to start envisioning their own style in the kitchen. If you have a little money to spend, buy one fancy stainless steel appliance. Why am I saying buy one? Because when people see one high-end appliance, they think all the rest are expensive too, and it really updates the kitchen. So make sure that the kitchen comes first. That's my selling secret number 7. Selling secret number 8, always be ready to show. Your house needs to be show ready at all times. You never know when your buyer is going to walk through the door. You have to be available whenever they want to come see the place so that it'll be in tip-top shape. Don't leave dishes in the sink. Keep the dishwasher cleaned out, the bathroom sparkling, and make sure that there's no dust bunnies in the corner. It's a little inconvenient, but it will get your home sold and sold fast. And a special note, tell your agent to confirm appointments instantly. When people are house hunting, those instant confirmation appointments happen much more often than that if they have to wait for confirmation. So if you're always ready, tell your agent to have instant confirmation listed on your listing. The 9th and final secret is the first impression is the only impression. No matter how good the interior of your home looks, buyers have already judged your home before they walk through the door. You never have a second chance to make a first impression. It's important to make people feel warm, welcome, and safe as they approach the house. Spruce up your home's exterior with inexpensive shrubs and brightly colored flowers that you can find at any Home Depot or Lowe's. You can typically get about 100% return on the money that you put into your home's curb appeal. A special tip, entryways are also important. You use it as a utility space for your coat and keys, but when you're selling, make it welcoming by maybe putting a small bench or a vase of fresh flowers or even some cookies for your buyers to eat. You want them to really feel like they're home. So remember, the first impression is the only impression. So those are the 9 selling secrets to get your home sold. I'm telling you, if you do these things, they will drastically improve the buyer experience in your house, which in turn will get you those offers. So if you know of anyone thinking of selling their home, or even if they're currently on the market, go ahead and send them this link to this podcast and help them out. All right, that is it for this week. Thank you for joining us on Bear With Me, and we'll see you next week. Stay safe, San Antonio.